I turned off the main gravel road and onto the steep incline of a lane I wasn't sure even had a name. I knew for certain the post office didn't deliver out here. Everly would have to come into town to get all of her mail. I was shocked she even had power. The cabin appeared as I crested the last bit of the hill, the dilapidated house and barn, and past it, the shed. That familiar desire to tear it all down flared to life. I swallowed it down, just like every other emotion I didn't want to look at too closely. Everly straightened from where she was bent over the railing of the porch steps, sanding block in hand. I just had to hope she wouldn't throw the thing at me. Bringing my truck to a stop, I turned off the engine. Coda let out a whine. "You can come, but only if you're on your best behavior." My dog seemed to almost nod. Climbing out of my truck, I opened the door to the cab. "Heel, Coda." But my damn dog didn't listen for a second. He took off, tearing around the vehicle and making a beeline straight for Everly. I muttered a slew of curses. "He's friendly, I swear." Coda was massive, and if you weren't used to dogs, he could be intimidating as hell. But Everly didn't miss a beat. She crouched, setting her sanding block on a step, and met my beast of a dog with open arms. Coda let out a happy yip as her hands sank into his fur. His tongue lashed across Everly's cheek, and her head tipped back as she laughed. The sound, the image, they stopped me in my tracks. Blonde hair cascading down her back, blue eyes shining, and that laugh, so uninhibited and carefree. Gone was the guardedness that had engulfed Everly the last two times I'd seen her. She was an entirely different person as my dog fell head over heels in love with her. I cleared my throat, and Everly looked up, that blank mask slipping over her expression again. I wanted the other woman back, the one who was free and unchecked. "I take it you like dogs." She didn't say a thing, just stared at me as if I were a bug. I towed a piece of gravel with my boot. "Have any more trouble since you left the hardware store?"
"What are you doing here, Hayes?"
It was the first time she'd said my name, and it sounded good on her tongue. Different, somehow. I gave my head a small shake as if I could dislodge the sound from my ear. "The district attorney wants to know if you'll press charges against your uncle."
"No."
"You protecting him?" She looked up, meeting my gaze without an ounce of hesitation.
"I'm trying to find a way to live in the same town as them. I'm not afraid anymore. I'm prepared."
I wished there was even a hint of fear in Everly's eyes, because fear made you careful. "The DA won't move forward with the case unless you're on board." She shrugged a shoulder as she kept scratching behind Coda's ears. Her casualness about it all only ratcheted the tension running through me. "You should at least file a restraining order. With my testimony, you'll get one."
"Why do you care so much?"
My back molars ground together. "I told you, it's my job."
"You're dedicated, I'll give you that," she muttered.
"Look, I don't want it on my conscience that Alan came up here and killed you in a rage. All I'm asking is that you take reasonable precautions. File charges so it's on the record." Everly stood up from her crouch.
"I absolve you of any guilt if I get dead. Now you can go on with your life in peace. It was never my goal to mess that up for you."
She strode up the steps and through the entrance, the screen door slamming in her wake. Coda turned accusing eyes on me. I let out a growl of frustration. "That didn't come out right." I started back to my truck, motioning for Coda to follow. He paused for a moment, letting out a little whine. "Coda, come." He trotted over to me and jumped into the cab, but he wouldn't meet my gaze. Great, everyone was pissed at me.